Hi, welcome to Progressive Pockets. I go by GG, that's short for Ginnett Gimja, and I'm your host. This show is all about the ways we can think about walking the talk with our money. Whether you're concerned about climate change or growing income inequality, whether you're an ally for Black folks or other minoritized people, wherever it is that you draw the line in the sand, where you say, this is what I believe in. For all of those values, this show is an exploration of what I think is an untapped source of power that a lot of us have, our wallets. So I'm always looking for practical suggestions on where we can bank, how we can shop, how we can donate, and how we can invest more in line with our values. I think there's some simple steps that we can all take, but sometimes you might want some assistance. You might want to hire a financial advisor, or maybe you already have a financial advisor. But when you bring up topics like maybe divesting from especially toxic companies, the line goes silent. So it might be time to look for a financial advisor that can help you secure your future in a way that makes sense for your beliefs and your societal values. If you're already in the process of interviewing a financial planner, you can ask them about their experience integrating values into their work, or you can ask them if they are ESG certified. They might be. ESG is short for environmental, social, and governance, and it has become a shorthand for the impact of a company on the planet and our people. It's not a great nickname, but you might hear it pretty often, especially nowadays, just to give you a heads up. If you want to know why ESG is not a particularly good nickname for socially responsible investments, please download the episode that I link in the show notes. And that's a pretty popular episode where I break down what ESG really is. But in the instance that you don't have a financial planner and you'd like one, I want to mention a few different places to look. It's certainly not an exhaustive list, but these are some great places to start your search if you are looking. So the first place is called valuesadvisor.org. Again, that's valuesadvisor.org. This is a nonprofit that has created a directory of about 50 financial advisors who have over 13,000 clients and $8 billion in assets under management. All of the financial planners on this website are prepared to work with clients like you and me who are interested in more than just maximizing returns. And it's not enough that these financial advisors are just prepared to help us find impact investments and to be strategic about our money and our values. This type of work needs to be a core part of their business. At least 25% of their current assets under management need to be impact-based. And they need to publicly state this as a core part of their business. So those are the criteria. Those are some of the criteria for being included in this directory. So the way it works is you pay valuesadvisor.org an annual membership. It is $250 at the time of recording. And then you can filter according to exactly what you want in your financial planner. So the filters you can choose have to do with your values. For example, maybe you're trying to make an impact in affordable and clean energy, or racial equity, or local investing, or zero hunger, no poverty. And if you want, you can also filter for the type of advocacy you want your financial advisor to help with. Maybe you want them to vote on the shareholder resolutions that come up, or maybe you want your advisor to help you take it even further and really engage with the companies you're invested in on their impact. And finally, you can easily look at the identities of the advisors. For example, you may want to filter for gender, race, ethnicity, if that's important to you. And that's not all. Maybe you don't need a financial advisor. Maybe you actually need a money coach. You can find money coaches too. Or maybe you want to keep your financial advisor, even though they aren't really aware of how to take your values into consideration, on this website, they have advisors that could talk to your advisor. And that way you can keep your current person if you want. There are a lot of good resources on this website. This is not sponsored, by the way. The other thing I wanted to share about Values Advisor is that you can absolutely find a financial planner for yourself as an individual, but you can also find an advisor for your organization, the company where you work, your place of worship, etc. So that's one place you can definitely look for a financial advisor that will take your values into consideration as they're coming up with the strategies for what to do with your money. The second place I want to talk about is called the U.S. Sustainable Investment Forum, or USSIF, USSIF. Now, this one is completely free, so you don't need a membership to look at the financial advisors. You just go to USSIF.org. That's USSIF, as in forum.org. And then you'll see a big button that says financial directory. Click on that and you'll indicate that you're looking for a financial planner. And easy as that, a list pops up. You can see basic information about each financial advisor. You can see how long they've been around. You can see what values they're helping their clients with. Maybe they've written some books. Definitely you'll find their websites. You can even set a distance radius to find someone local if you want. This is a more bare bones directory, but it costs nothing and it is a starting place. There are about 80 financial advisors listed here today as I'm looking at their website. By the way, I'm going to have the links for all of these websites in the show notes and then a little bit more information in the newsletter. So if you haven't already signed up for that, I do want to recommend it. In 2 years, no one has ever unsubscribed from the newsletter. That has to be a record, right? What I like about the newsletter is that I can go into just a little bit more depth than I do in the show notes. I can include more links without putting tons and tons and tons of disclaimers. So if you're interested, just go to progressivepockets.com. You can sign up there. Or maybe it's even easier to just shoot an email to progressivepockets@gmail.com and just say newsletter. Newsletter, you can say it in the subject, you can say it in the body of the email. But that's just something I wanted to suggest. Okay, the third place that you can look for a financial advisor is called the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards. This is the organization that really has popularized the Certified Financial Planner certification. I'm sure you've seen as you've been looking for a financial advisor. They created that. The whole history is on the website. It's pretty interesting. And you can use their website to find your own financial planner. So you would go to the website, letsmakeaplan.org, and you would select socially responsible investing. And then you're going to get a list of thousands of certified financial planners that you can reach out to. You're probably going to want to narrow that down because that is just way too many people. So let's say that you're looking to invest somewhere in the window of $1 million to $5 million. And then let's say you're in Washington, D.C. You can select those two criteria and the list is now a lot more manageable. So there's less than 100 advisors that pop up now. What I like about this site is that you can click on the view more for each of these advisors. And then you can see additional disclosures like whether this advisor has any public disciplinary history with the CFP board. And I think that's just really good to know. If you are currently working with a financial planner and you're trying to incorporate your values, I would love to hear how that's going for you. Or if you want to know how to vet a financial planner before you sign on with them, let me know. The best part of the show is hearing from you, and you can send an email anytime at progressivepockets@gmail.com. So to recap, here's what we covered today. There are several directories, but These are just the ones that easily come to mind. There are more. Send me a note if you found a values-aligned financial planner another way. The first place we talked about is valuesadvisor.org. The second place is USSIF. The third place is the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards. And of course, as I mentioned before, all the links will be in the show notes, and then a little bit more information will be included in the newsletter. So if you have a few more minutes, I want to suggest another episode that you might enjoy. This one is about investor activism. And the reason I'm suggesting it is because this is something your financial advisor can help you with. As a shareholder, you have a vote and you have some influence on what these corporations are doing. So that's another source of power that our wallets have. That's episode 51, and it's called Activist Investing. It was recorded before this podcast was rebranded, so don't be alarmed. Okay, let's end with a quote. This one comes from Dorothy Day. Our problems stem from our acceptance of this filthy, rotten system. I am currently booking virtual speaking engagements and some in-person engagements as well. So if you are looking for someone who can talk to your group about civic engagement, about reconsidering the overlooked sources of power that we all have, about how to deal with climate anxiety by taking practical action, or even how to stay sane during an election year, I'd love to talk with your group about it. And get in touch with me. I'd love to find out what you're looking for, a workshop, a keynote, a lightning talk. I am here to serve. You can reach me at progressivepockets@gmail.com, or you can fill out the contact form at progressivepockets.com. Let's talk again soon.